Kenedra Banks spends Friday mornings behind a rainbow of pamphlets at a small table on the sixth floor of the Sangamon County Courthouse in Springfield. It's not in her official job description, but she spends a lot of time giving directions to people walking by. Sometimes they're looking for the bathroom or a service on a different floor, but usually she points them to room 6C, evictions court.
They are confused about why they're being evicted or how it's come to this point. Majority of the flyers and pamphlets that I give them is about tenants and landlords and their rights.
Banks works with Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, which provides guidance, free of charge, to people facing a range of issues, including eviction. And since Illinois' eviction moratorium expired in early October, Banks has given out a lot more pamphlets. At about 10:30 in the morning on a recent Friday, there were almost 30 people waiting for their case to be heard in courtroom 6C. One of them was Kimberly Harris, who lives in Springfield. Harris says she thought she was in the clear after she and her landlord both applied for rental relief and got it earlier this year.
I should be current as to December, possibly January 1st. I was surprised when I got this notice, and then I did some research and found that the landlord stated that my rent was higher than what it was. It did not match the lease.
Harris later found out her landlord also only applied for 5 months' worth of aid when she was behind on a year of rent. Since last year, Illinois has set aside $835 million of federal coronavirus relief funds for rental assistance. As of late October, it had distributed $505 million worth of rental aid. And with 6% of Illinoisans still jobless after nearly 2 years of the pandemic, eviction notices are beginning to hit doors. Harris's landlord has stopped answering her calls, and she's worried about what comes next.
I don't have nowhere to go. I don't have no family around here, and my health to move myself would be detrimental.
Unlike Harris, Brianna Flores of Springfield's East Side didn't apply for any COVID rental relief. Though she works in food service and is having a hard time getting enough hours to put rent money together, Flores didn't think she was eligible for the money.
As soon as I found out about it, it was past the deadline, and I didn't even know that that was an option.
Flores is only behind on a month of rent, but she says her landlord has been trying to get her to leave her apartment for a while now. If she is evicted, she'll have to go back to Fort Worth, Texas, where her parents live. Also present at eviction court that morning is Land of Lincoln legal aid attorney Kevin Sheehan. Sheehan is processing more eviction cases than he has at any point in his career. In fact, two of Land of Lincoln's regional offices have hit max capacity and can't take on any more evictions cases. He hopes most of his clients will be able to stay in their homes, especially as winter approaches.
I'm hopeful that the rental assistance program will help those evictions and help people stay in their homes. But it also requires, you know, landlords to be receptive of this too, and they've had a difficult year as well.
Tony Nudo of Springfield is one of those landlords. He says some tenants exploited the eviction moratorium and stopped paying their rent, even if they didn't suffer loss of income during the pandemic.
They were in the property probably 6 months before the moratorium, and when the moratorium came along, they immediately quit paying the rent.
As treasurer of the Springfield Area Landlords Association, Nudo says he's heard many similar stories from his peers. Though he thinks the state could have done a better job administering its rental assistance program, Nudo and a dozen of his tenants have successfully applied for aid. As a result, they'll stay in their homes instead of Nudo taking them to evictions court. But not everyone's that lucky. For renters who do get evicted, Amy Voiles of Mercy Communities in Springfield says there's still help available. Mercy runs a range of supportive housing programs, but throughout most of the pandemic, Voyle says the interest in the aid was actually pretty low.
People would call and ask questions, and we'd invite them to the interview, and people wouldn't show up.
But in the 2 months since the eviction moratorium expired, Voyle says requests for housing help have rebounded. And on the sixth floor of the courthouse, Kenedra Banks is busier than she's been in a while, too. She ended that Friday morning with 6 callbacks to make. The most she's ever gotten is 7. I'm Caroline Kubzanski.